From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. On the eve of becoming Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa is pledging to be a servant of the people with a goal of progress through unity.
I also wish to mention the manner in which the Speaker of Parliament handled the process. He was under tremendous pressure from the powers that were at the time, but he stood his constitutional rights as a speaker.
Zimbabwe's parliament speaker says Mnangagwa will be sworn in as the country's new president Friday. Convincing the masses he is genuinely working on the behalf is among the challenges it had, according to some critics, after decades of Robert Mugabe's maneuvers that critics say were self-serving. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State targeting Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. Tillerson said in a written statement Wednesday, after a careful and thorough analysis of available facts, it is clear that the situation in northern Rakhine State constitutes ethnic cleansing against the Rohingya. France is seeking an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the alleged sale of African migrants as slaves. President Emmanuel Macron called the video footage aired by the U.S. news network CNN last week scandalous and unacceptable. He says that it is a crime against humanity, Macron said after meeting with African Union Chief Alpha Conde. CNN aired the footage of an apparent auction where black men were presented buyers as potential farmhands and sold off. This is VOA News. Ratko Mladic, the former general in charge of Bosnian Serb forces during the Balkans War in the early 1990s, has been convicted of 10 charges of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes at an international tribunal at The Hague. He was jailed for life. The so-called Butcher of Bosnia was led away from the dock before the verdicts were announced after shouting at the judge, "It's a lie. Everything you said in the courtroom is a lie." VOA's Slatis Ahok tells us these crimes were part of an ethnic cleansing effort that plagued the region.
The Bosnian conflict ended with the 1995 Dayton Peace Accord, which preserved Bosnia as one state divided in two entities, the Serb Republic and the Bosnia-Croat Federation. Ethnic tensions continue to simmer. Prosper said the Hague-based tribunal was important in advancing the message of personal responsibility and accountability for crimes, but he said the court should also have included the process of reconciliation. He said now is the time for the people of Bosnia to begin that process. Zlatica Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri said Wednesday that he is putting on hold his resignation at the request of President Michel Aoun. Speaking at the presidential palace near Beirut after a parade marking Lebanon's Independence Day, Hariri said the delay was meant to give time for more discussion with the president. He also reiterated the need for Lebanon to remain neutral on regional conflicts. Hariri sparked a political crisis earlier this month when he announced from Saudi Arabia that he would step down and then remained in Saudi Arabia as speculation swirled as to whether or not he was being detained there. Americans are celebrating Thanksgiving this Thursday as they traditionally do, gathering with family and friends around tables, groaning with food, watching parades and football games, and for many starting their holiday shopping. But the 2017 celebrations, including the iconic Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in Manhattan, will be under close scrutiny. The parade, which attracts about 200,000 spectators, comes just weeks after an Uzbek migrant is accused of driving a rented truck onto a crowded bike path, killing 8. New York officials said security will include police sharpshooters as well as sand-laden dump trucks and bomb-sniffing dogs. While they have verified no credible threats, the New York City Police Department said it is deploying thousands of police officers along the route. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.